Let us begin by reading a few scriptures.
我们来看希伯来书第十二章。
We begin by the, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章二十八节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28.
这是一节大家很熟悉的经文。
I trust it's a scripture that most of us know very well.
所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心。
Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe.
好，那我们等一下我们翻到撒母耳记上第八章。
Then let us turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 8.
撒母耳记上第八章。
1 Samuel chapter 8.
我们先读第一节的前半跟第三节。
We'll read the first part of verse 1 and then verse 3.
撒母耳年纪老迈，他儿子不行他的道，贪图财力，收受贿赂，屈枉正直。
And it came about when Samuel was old, verse 3, his sons, however, did not walk in his ways, but turned aside after dishonest gain, and took bribes and perverted justice.
好，再来念第四节到第五节。
And verse 4 and 5.
以色列的长老都聚集来到拉玛见撒母耳，对他说：“你年纪老迈，你儿子不行你的道，现在求你为我们立一个王治理我们，像列国一样。”
Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel and Ramah. They said to him, "Behold, you have grown old, and your sons do not walk in your ways.Now appoint a king for us to judge us like all the nations."
第六节，撒母耳不喜悦他们说立一个王治理他们，他就祷告耶和华。
And verse 6 says, the thing was displeasing in the sight of Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." And Samuel prayed to the Lord.
第七节到第九节，耶和华对撒母耳说：“百姓向你所说的一切话，你只管依从，因为他们不是厌弃你，乃是厌弃我。不要我做他们的王。自从我领他们出埃及，直到如今，他们常常离弃我，侍奉别神。现在他们向你所行的，是照他们素来所行的。故此，你要依从他们的话，只当警戒他们，告诉他们将来的王怎样管理他们。”
Verse 7 to 9, the Lord said to Samuel, "Listen to the voice of the people in regard to all that they said to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being king over them. Like all the deeds which they have done since the day that I brought them from Egypt even to this day, in that they have forsaken me and served other gods, so that they are doing to you also. Now then, listen to their voice. However, you shall solemnly warn them and tell themof the procedure of the king who will reign over them.
第十八节。
And then verse 18.
那时候你们必因所选的王哀求耶和华，耶和华却不应允你们。
Then you will cry out in that day because of your king whom you have chosen for yourselves, but the Lord will not answer you in that day.
十九节跟二十节。
And verse 19 and 20.
百姓竟不肯听撒母耳的话，说不然我们定要王治理我们，像我们使我们像列国一样，有王治理我们，统领我们，为我们征战。
Nevertheless, the people refused to listen to the voice of Samuel, and they said, "No, but there shall be a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles."
上次和弟兄姐妹交通的时候，我们旧约二是在读约书亚记。
So last time, when I shared with brothers and sisters, our Bible study group was reading the book of Joshua.
我们感谢主，每个礼拜五带领我们来到他的面前，我们有很多的弟兄一起读神的话语。
We're really grateful that the Lord can lead us before Him, His presence every Friday, that all the saints can read His scripture together.
我们旧约二过去这两三年，我们从创世纪现在读到撒母耳上。
So for the past two or three years, we have read from Genesis, all the way now we're in the first Samuel.
我们也借着这样的读的话，我们一起来学习，来认识我们的主。
Through the reading of the scripture, we can come to know our Lord more.
所以我们上次跟弟兄姐妹们交通到约书亚记。
So last time I was sharing from the book of Joshua.
那时候摩西死了。
At that time, Moses just died.
然后呢，约书亚呢就带领以色列百姓来到约旦河东。
And Joshua led the people of Israel to the east side of Jordan.
准备过河进迦南。
And they were getting ready to cross the river entering into Canaan.
他们前面是一条他们向来没有走过的路。
And the way in front of them is a way that they have never tread before.
那约书亚呢就指示百姓当如何的预备。
And Joshua was instructing the people how they can prepare themselves.
时间过得很快。
And time truly passed very fast.
从约书亚到现在450年过去了。
From the time of Joshua to now, 450 years has passed.
现在我们来到撒母耳记上。
We have come to 1 Samuel.
我们记得在约书亚记的时候以色列人呢约书亚呢带领以色列人征战。
We remember at the time of Joshua, he was the one who led Israel into battle.
那时候耶和华是他们的元帅。
And the Lord himself was their captain.
他们南征北讨，各支派分地为业。
They fought north and south, and they have received an inheritance for each tribe.
所以以色列呢有一段非常光辉的时期。
So there was a very glorious period of victories for the people of Israel.
但在耶稣亚死了以后
But after Joshua died,
以色列就进入了四世的时期
They entered into a period of judges
在那450年的期间呢
For a 450 years period of time
因为耶稣亚死了没有人带领他们
Because Joshua died, there's no one else that can lead them
所以当以色列人就行耶和华眼中看为恶的事
So the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord
他们忘记了耶和华是他们的神。
They have forgotten that the Lord was their God.
可是神实在是有恩典，有怜悯。
But our Lord is full of mercy, full of grace.
神就把他们交在外邦人的手中。
And they, out of His grace, He has given them into the hands of their enemies.
当他们就哀求。
And whenever they cry out to the Lord,
我们人也常常这样子。
And just like us today.
当我们受苦，我们就哀求。
And whenever we go through tribulations, we cry out to the Lord.
神借着外邦人，把以色列人又带到神的面前。
And so through these enemies, the Lord brought Israelites back before His presence.
所以当以色列人哀求的时候呢，神就兴起士师来拯救他们。
So whenever they will cry out before the presence of the Lord will raise up judges to save them.
可是呢，当士师死了。
But whenever a judge dies.
以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Then the Israelites will go back to doing what is evil in the sight of the Lord.
神又把他们交在外邦人的手中。
Then the Lord will again hand them over to the to the Gentiles and the enemies.
他们又哀求神。
Then again they will cry out to the Lord.
那神又兴起士师来脱离救他们脱离外邦人的手。
And then one more time the Lord will raise up another judge to save them.
四世纪呢，就是在这样的循环中过了450年。
So the entire book of Judges records such a cycle for 450 years.
这对以色列人来说是一个黑暗的时期。
It was a period of darkness.
所以在最后四世纪的最后一章的最后一节记载到。
So、at the end of the book of Judges, it records.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
And it summarizes the whole book. Says in those days there was no king in Israel.Everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
当我们没有王的时候，我们没有主的时候，我们人就任意而行。
When we have no king, when we have no lord over us, then everyone would do what is right in their own eyes.
可是我们仔细想一想，那450年士师秉政的时候。
But if you think it through for these 450 years,
难道神没有与他们同在吗？
Was the Lord not with them for these 450 years?
不是的。
It wasn't so.
神的爱从来没有离开过他们。
The God of love has never left them.
可是呢，百姓呢一再的背离。
But it was the people who were rebellious.
可是当他们回头的时候，百姓神就一再的拯救他们。
But whenever these rebellious people will return back to the Lord will come again and save them.
今天这也不是我们的写照吗
？And isn't that our condition?
我们在这求主怜悯。
And may the Lord truly have mercy on us.
神没有忘记他的百姓。
That the Lord will never forget His people.
神没有忘记他的计划。
He will never forget His plans.
所以神为他们预备了撒母耳。
So the Lord prepared a vessel called Samuel.
就开启了以色列的君王的时期。
And it opened up the era of the kings.
所以今天呢，要和大家交通的呢，是在撒母耳记上的第八章。
So we come to the chapter 8 in 1 Samuel.
以色列人要求立王这件事情，我们来学习，有从三方面来看。
And we can learn something from this matter, how the Israelites asked for a king.
在今天这个世代呢，对我们来说呢，跟我们有什么关系？
And from three aspects, we can see it. What does this have to do with us today in our time?
第一点呢，就是以色列为什么要求立王？
First of all, why would the Israelites ask for a king?
第二个呢，讲到人的背离啊，跟神的反应。
Secondly, it talks about the defection of men and God's reaction to it.
第三点呢，今天我们要问我们自己，今天谁是我们的王？
And thirdly, we need to ask ourselves, who is our king today?
我们当如何来预备等候我们的主的再来？
And how can we wait and prepare ourselves for the return of the Lord?
在士师期间呢，这450年
During this 450 years of the time of the judges,
我们来看以色列人为什么要求王这一件事情。
So we can see why the Israelites was asking for a king.
在那漫长的450年的士师时期
，During that very long period of time for the judges,
以色列人呢，他们受到外邦的辖制。
And the Israelites were ruled over by the Gentiles.
现在呢，好不容易有个撒母耳呢，带领他们制服了非利士人。
So finally, the Lord rose up Samuel to conquer over the Philistines.
从非利士人的手中呢，夺回失去的土地。
And they conquered back the land that was lost to the hands of Philistines.
可是呢，时间不饶人。
But time flies.
到了撒母耳记第八章。
When it came to chapter 8 of Samuel,
现在撒母耳老了。
Samuel was old.
我想这个老了这个事情呢，是我们每个人都要面对的。
I think this matter of getting old is something that we all have to face ourselves.
再好的弟兄，有一天都要老了。
And it doesn't matter how great a brother you might be, you will get old one day.
所以呢，以色列人在这里呢，他们的依靠又老了。
So the reliance, the trust of Israel grown old.
他们的摩西，他们的约书亚，他们现在他们的撒母耳。
Their Moses got old, Joshua got old, now here Samuel got old.
现在看看撒母耳的儿子也不怎么样。
And then they look at the sons of Samuel and they weren't very good.
而且敌人呢，就像吼叫的狮子，常常来欺压，来抢夺他们。
And the enemy just like a roaring lion, they will come and raid them and rob them.
在人看来，真的实在是没有怎么指望。
And in their eyes, there was not much hope.
所以他们就盘算，难怪他们要一个王。
So they thought about it, they planned it. So they thought maybe having a king was the best option.
他们要这个王来治理他们，来带领他们。
They need a king to lead over them, to rule over them.
来为他们征战。
And to go to battle for them.
来像列国一样。
Just like all the other nations.
这里呢，他们要一个眼睛看得见的王。
So they want a king that their eyes can see.
他们忘记了耶和华是他们的王。
They have forgotten that the Lord himself was king over them.
他们忘记了为他们征战的是耶和华。
They have forgotten the battle belongs to the Lord.
他们忘记了他们是从万民中被分出来的百姓。
They forgot that they were a people set apart.
他们是独居的民，是属神的子民。
They were people dwelling by themselves, a people for God's own possession.
我们这个人很健忘。
Sometimes we are very forgetful.
年纪大了更容易忘。
Especially when we get old or get older, we have become more and more forgetful.
所以我们实在是需要神常常的来提醒我们。
So we truly need the Lord to be a reminder for us.
所以在立王这件事情呢，
In this matter of asking for a king,
其实我们知道神是要给一个王的。
We know eventually the Lord wants to set up a king over them.
但是神的时间还没有到。
But the timing of the Lord was not yet here.
神要给以色列百姓的王是大卫。
The Lord wants to set up David as king over Israel.
大卫是一个合神心意的人，是一个认识神、敬畏神的人。
David would be a man after God's own heart, a man who knows how to worship and honor him.
可是这个时候呢，百姓因着环境自己向神要一个王。
But at this time, the people, because of the environments they face, they want to ask for a king themselves.
所以神就给他们扫罗。
So the Lord gave him Saul.
扫罗外表看来呢，他是高大俊美。
On the outside, he was tall and beautiful.
他也是个大能的勇士。
And he was also a mighty warrior.
在人看来呢，实在是很符合做王的标准。
In the sight of men, he is very qualified to be a king.
但圣经有一点很重要的就是，他对神没有认识。
But here, the most important matter is that he did not know the Lord.
我们知道我们的神，他是不是看外表，而是看内心的。
And we know our Lord does not look at the outside. He looks at man's heart.
神说：“你要王，我就给你一个王。”
The Lord says, "If you want a king, here I give you a king."
可是我们看到万事实在是互相效力。
But truly, He makes all things to work together.
神就借着扫罗来制作大卫。
Through Saul, the Lord was building up David.
40年的时间。
And for 40 years period of time.
很多时候我们也是这样子吗
？Isn't that for us also?
我们要跟神要王。
Sometimes we ask for king or before the Lord.
神要给我们大卫，我们却要到了扫罗。
The Lord wants to give us David, but we ask for Saul.
神有神的时间。
The Lord has His timing.
我们必须安静的等候。
And we need to learn how to wait.
啊，如经上所说的，凡等候耶和华，心里寻求他的。
Just as the Scripture says, those who wait on the Lord and seek Him in their hearts.
耶和华必施恩给他。
The Lord will show grace to those.
所以，我们实在是学习这个等候的功课。
So we need to learn the lesson of waiting.
在撒母耳上8:6讲到撒母耳对百姓立王的反应。
So, here in chapter 8, it records the reaction of Samuel as the people asked for a king.
我们知道撒母耳不喜悦他们说的话。
Here it says the thing was displeasing in the sight of Samuel.
撒母耳不喜悦他们说要立一个王治理他们。
Samuel was displeased because the people asked for a king.
当撒母耳不喜欢百姓的要求的时候，他说他就去祷告耶和华。
So we see Samuel as he found a matter that's displeasing, he immediately went to pray to the Lord.
这里让我们看到呢，作为神的仆人。
So we see as a servant of God.
为什么撒母耳能够得神的喜悦
？Why Samuel was pleasing in God's eyes?
当他看到他不喜悦百姓所说的话的时候，他不是自己就来判断、来论断百姓。
Because we see here when he finds something that's displeasing to him, he did not judge the people according to his preference.
在做任何决定之前呢，他先把事情带到神的面前。
Before any decision can be made, he comes before the Lord to pray, and he prays on behalf of the people.
这实在是服侍人。当学习的榜样
And this is a lesson we all need to learn as we serve the Lord.
也是我们每个人所当学习的榜样
And it's something we all need to learn even living our own life.
当我们碰到环境不如意的时候
When the circumstances are not pleasing to us.
当我们碰到人说话不对的时候
When people say something that's not pleasing to us.
我们来到神的面前我们祷告主
We ought to first come before the Lord and pray to him.
看主怎么说
And see what the Lord would say.
所以当撒母耳祷告的时候，神就跟他说话了。
So as he prayed, the Lord spoke to him.
神的反应就主要是两个反应。
And God has two reactions.
第一个反应就是只管依从他们。
The first, the Lord says, just let them do what they want.
第二个就是只当警戒他们。
But you do go ahead, warn them.
为什么神说依从他们呢
？So why would the Lord do according to what they asked for？
因为他们神说这些百姓呢，他们不是厌弃你撒母耳，他们是厌弃我。
Because God says they're not rejecting you, Samuel. They're rejecting me.
什么是厌弃呢
？What does it mean to be rejecting？
为什么神说百姓厌弃我呢
？Why does the Lord say that the people rejected me？
厌弃神就是不要神做我们的王。
Meaning that the people did not want God to be king over them anymore.
去侍奉别的神。
They want to serve other gods.
去侍奉别的神，就是敬拜偶像撒旦。
And then they would serve and worship idol, which in turn is worshiping Satan.
这对神来说是一个很严重的罪。
And it is a great offense to the Lord.
我们厌弃神，我们去侍奉别神。
And to reject God, but to worship other gods.
我们知道这是以色列失败一个很重要的原因之一。
And we know this is one of the most important reasons why Israel continue to face failures.
所以神就厌弃他们。
So the Lord rejected them.
所以这实在是求主怜悯。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
可是当神知道百姓厌弃他的时候，神的爱 并没有离开过他们。
But the Lord, when the Lord already knows the people are rejecting him, his love has never left the people.
神借着撒母耳来警告他们。
The Lord says, warn them through Samuel.
说将来的王要怎样管辖你们。
He said, how the king will rule over you.
那时候你们必要因所选的王哀求我，可是我却不应允你们。
And he said, at that time, you will cry out to me because of the king that you have chosen over you, but I will not answer.
神实在是有恩典，有怜悯。
Truly, the Lord has mercy and showed grace.
神总是把话说在前面。
He will warn us ahead of time.
给我们道路，让我们来拣选。
He has shown us both ways so that we can choose.
在生命记，神说。我呼天唤地，要你们拣选生命。
In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses says, "I cry out to heavens, so that you may choose life."
但多少时候，我们却拣选了自己的道路。
But so often we choose our own ways.
那我们也这里来看看，当神这样跟百姓说，你们厌弃我，你们的王将来要辖制你的时候。
Here, when the Lord tells the people that since you have rejected me, your king that you have chosen will reign over you.
百姓竟不听撒母耳的话。
But the people nonetheless refuse to listen.
他说，我们要一个王治理我们，像列国一样。
They said, no, there shall be a king over us, just like all the other nations.
这个我们看到，当神的百姓硬着颈项走自己的道路的时候。
So we see when the people of God had a stiff neck and they want to walk their own ways.
当不肯听神的话回转。
When they refuse to listen to the word of God and refuse to repent.
定义要照着自己的意思走的时候。
They have determined to walk according to their own ways.
神就任凭我们。
The Lord led us.
所以圣经说，以别神替代耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增。
So the Bible tells us to serve other gods instead of the Lord, their affliction will increase.
事实不就是如此吗？
And that is the reality.
我们常常硬着头皮走自己的道路。
So often we have a stiff neck and we walk our own ways.
我们就落在那个愁苦里面。
And we fall into our own afflictions.
记得在约书亚老迈的时候。
And as Joshua was growing old,
他在事件和百姓的对话。
And he had a conversation in Shechem.
那时候耶稣亚说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
At that time Joshua says, you choose, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
那百姓呢就回答说，我们断不敢离去耶和华去侍奉别神。
And the people said, no, we will not leave Jehovah and serve other gods.
你看这个百姓对神的话是何等的敬望。
And we see how forgetful was the people.
他们说我们断不敢离弃耶和华去侍奉别神。
They have made a promise saying we will never leave Jehovah.
可是在这里呢，他们要与列国一样，要一个王，他们不要耶和华做他们的王。
But very quickly they will say again, we want to be just like all the other nations. We do not want you to be king over us.
这也是我们的光景。
And this is also our reflection.
如果我们仔细读圣经的话，
So if we read the scripture carefully,
其实神在以色列人求王之前呢，神早就知道有一天他们要要求立王。
And the Lord has already known even before they asked that they would ask for a king.
我们的神他是个全知全能的神。
Our Lord is omnipotent and omniscient.
所以在生命记十七章那里呢，神已经把立王的标准告诉他们。
So even back in Deuteronomy chapter 17, the Lord has already gave them the standard of how to set up a king.
今天这也是神对他儿女所说的。
And this is also what the Lord is telling his people today.
这里有三点。
Here are three points.
第一点，不可为自己添加马匹，也不可使百姓回埃及。
First, this king that you set up over yourself shall not multiply horses for himself, nor shall he cause his people to return to Egypt.
因为耶和华曾经说，不可再回那条路去。
Because the Lord says, you shall never again return that way.
神不要我们走回头路。
He does not want us to turn back.
我们已经都是渡河的人。
We have already crossed over Jordan.
可是我们常常找借口要回到世界。
But so often we want to find an excuse so that we can return to the world.
就像以色列人在埃及，在旷野常常想到回埃及。
Just like the Israelites when they were in the wilderness, they're often thinking about Egypt and going back to Egypt.
想到埃及的美好。
Thinking about the good things of Egypt.
就要回去了。
And they want to go back.
可是神不要我们走回头路。
But the Lord says, you shall never again return that way.
神要我们向着标杆直跑。
We need to press on towards the goal.
第二点，神不要我们为自己多立兵徽，也不可为自己多积金银。
Secondly, the Lord says, the king shall not multiply wives for himself, or his heart will turn away, and he shall not increase silver or gold for himself.
多积金银呢，就是不要我们贪爱这个世界。
And not increasing silver or gold, meaning not to have affection for this world.
神很有意思，也不要我们多立兵徽。
Also, the Lord says, do not multiply wives for yourself.
而外邦通婚。
And not to have cross marriage with the Gentiles.
这都不是神所喜悦的。
And these are not pleasing to the Lord.
神所喜悦的是一夫一妻。
The Lord desires for one husband and one wife.
专一的心智。
To have a single heart.
因为神实在怕我们的心偏离。
Because the Lord is afraid that our hearts will be turned away.
所以神告诉这个王呢，不要走回头路，也不要为自己积攒财宝。
So the Lord has already forewarned that the king shall not turn back, return the same way, or to build up wives or silver or gold for themselves.
神不要我们贪爱这个世界。
That we will not love the world.
第三点呢，他要这个王呢为自己抄录一本律法书。
Thirdly, this king, when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, he shall write for himself a copy of this law.
就是这本律法书呢，他要平生诵读。
That he shall be with him and he shall read it all the days of his life.
而且要谨守遵行。
That he may carefully observe all the words in the law.
这跟我们看到呢，我们常常实在是需要神的话来带领我们。
So we see how we need the word of God to lead us all the time.
神的目的就是要我们好好的学习来敬畏耶和华。
So the Lord can show us how to have a fear of the Lord.
因为敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
智慧呢，叫人谦卑。
And wisdom will lead us to humility.
免得我们做王了就像弟兄呢，心高气傲，偏左偏右，离开了这诫命。
So that we will not lift up above our countrymen or brothers and sisters, that he will not turn aside from the commandments to the right or to the left.
所以很多时候我们在居下位的时候，我们都蛮谦卑的。
So often when we have a lowly position, we all feel pretty humble ourselves.
有一天我们不小心做王了。
But one day, by some chance, we become a king.
我们就不得了了。
And then we thought we're quite somebody.
以为自己就是王了。
Because we became king.
我们不知道这一切都是神的恩典。
We forget that all of this is by God's grace.
你要这样做的话呢，你的国位呢就可以年长日久。
The Lord says, if you do all this, then your kingdom shall be continued in the midst of Israel.
神常常把祸福咒诅。祸福成名在我们的眼前。
The Lord often places a blessing and cursing before us.
叫我们如果听他的话，我们就蒙福；如果我们不听的话，就蒙咒诅。
If we listen to His word, there will be blessing. If we reject His words, there will be curses.
所以为什么这里很重要？这个王呢，要为自己抄一本律法书，平生诵读。
That's why He says the king shall copy for himself a copy of this book of the law.And he will read it all the days of his life.
Yeah, 这是神在旧约时代告诉以色列百姓做王的标准。
And this is the standard that the Lord has already set up for them in the book of Deuteronomy.
今天呢，同样是对神儿女说的。
So this is also speaking for the children of God today.
神说你要做王，你要立王可以。
The Lord says, if you want a king, it is okay that to set up a king over you.
但是你要符合这个标准。
But here is the standard.
以色列的选民他们失败了。
But the chosen people of Israel had failed on this matter.
他们要人做王。
They wanted to set up a king.
最后的结局就是以色列亡国。
But as a result, the kingdom of Israel was completely destroyed.
今天呢，我们很多人呢也想做王。
Today, many of us want to be king.
我们在家里要做王。
We want to be a king at our home.
我们在公司要做王。
We want to be a king in our companies.
我们要自己做王。
We want to be a king over ourselves.
我们走一条自以为正的道路。
We want to do what is right in our own eyes.
圣经说一条自以为正的道路最后是通向死亡的。
The Bible says the way that is right in your own eyes leads to death.
今天谁是我们的王？
Today who is our king?
以色列人因着不信他们要求立王。
Because of disbelief they, the people of unbelief the people asked for a king.
他们不得安息。
But they received no rest.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
今天我们可以借着主耶稣基督的宝血
Today by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus
我们可以来到他的面前
We can come before his presence
我们可以进入主耶稣基督的国
We can enter into God's kingdom
他成为我们的主成为我们的王
That the Lord Jesus will become our Lord, our King
我们知道我们都知道他的国是一个不能震动的
We all know that his kingdom cannot be shaken
所以我们实在是在此彼此的劝勉
So may we truly encourage one another
我们不要在地上找王找依靠
Then we will not look for any other reliance for any king in this world
我们感谢主主耶稣就是我们的主我们的王我们的依靠
We thank the Lord our Lord Jesus is our king our reliance
所以希伯来书的作者告诉我们
Hebrews, the author of Hebrews tell us
我们既得了不能震动的国就当感恩照神所喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神
Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe.
我们今天我们要知道
Today we should know
我们所站的地位
Where we're standing
我们今天是站在恩典的地位上
Today we stand on the ground of grace
因为主耶稣的宝血
Because of the blood of Christ
我们能够站在这个恩典的地位上
We can be in the ground of grace
我们要知道我们所当走的道路
We ought to know the path that we ought to walk
我们今天要走的是跟随羔羊的脚踪
We are following the lamb
是十字架的道路
Which is the path of the way of the cross
最近弟兄们常常在提醒我们主来的日子近了
Brothers has been reminding us very often that the return of the Lord is very near
我们是不是还在地上寻找地上的王和依靠呢
Are we still looking for kings on this earth?
希伯来书的作者呢这里告诉我们一条路
And the book of Hebrews tell us
我们要回到神的面前
To tell us this one way to return to the Lord
第一个要存着一个感恩的心
First, we need to have a heart of gratitude
我们早晨在擘饼的时候
This morning, as we gather before the table,
我们纪念我们的主
we remember our Lord.
我们思想他的恩典
we think about His love.
我们要常常存着这样一个感恩的心
So we always have this gratitude in us.
多少时候我们把很多事情当作是理所当然的
So often we take things for granted.
我们就走自己的道路
Then we walk in our own ways.
所以这里希伯来书作者第一句话就是我们得了这不能震动的国就要感恩
So first it says,The author says immediately, since we received the kingdom, let us show gratitude.
因为我们能够得这个国呢，不是靠着我们自己的力量。
Because it is not by our own strength we receive the kingdom.
乃是靠着主耶稣在十字架上劳苦的功效。
But it is the fruit of Christ's labor on the cross.
当我们有这样一个感恩的心的时候
，When we have such a gratitude.
我们就要照神所喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神
Then we can serve him offer to him an acceptable service with reverence with awe
这就是在罗马书十二章一节所说的
Just as Romans chapter 12 says
将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的
To offer our body as a living sacrifice which is acceptable to God
神喜悦什么？神喜悦我们将身体献上，当作活祭。
What is acceptable to God that He desires for us to be offered as a living sacrifice?
对，这圣经所说的，现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
The Bible also tells us in another way that it is no longer we who live, but Christ lives in us.
这是神所喜悦的。
This is acceptable to Him.
他说你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的
He says this is your acceptable service
当我们能够活出这样一个生活这样的见证的时候就是侍奉神
And as we can live out such a testimony such a life then we can serve God in such a way
这样的话我们就能够活出与所蒙的恩相称的生活
And we can live out a life that is worthy of the calling that we have received
所以我们今天呢当过一个警醒、圣洁、讨神所喜悦的生活。
So today we need to live a life that is that is watchful, that is holy, that is acceptable to God.
在这里我们等候主的再来。
And in such a way we can wait for his return.
不看环境。
Not to look at our environment.
以色列人看环境，他们没有指望。
The Israelites are always looking at their own environments and they had no hope in their hearts.
今天我们知道。
But today we know.
他是我们的王。
We know that God is our king.
洪水患难，耶和华作的为王。
Even he is king over the floods.
耶和华作的为王，直到永远。
And he sits on his throne forever.
我们知道最近洪水在我们当中。
Today, we know recently we had flood among us.
很多弟兄姐妹受到洪水的家里受到洪水的灾害。
Many brothers and sisters have been affected greatly by the floods.
可是我们知道耶和华仍然坐的为王。
But we know the Lord still sits over the flood.
凡事有他的美意。
And he is good in all things.
我们的产业不在这地上。
And our inheritance is not on this earth.
我们的产业是坐落在那佳美之处。
We have inheritance laid up in beautiful land.
我们等候主的再来。
As we wait for his coming,
我们所依靠的是天上的王。
We trust and rely on the king who is in heaven.
是那永不改变的王。
It's a king that will never change.
他对我们的爱是永不改变的爱。
His love for us has never changed.
因为我们不是顾念所见的。
Because we do not look at things which are seen.
我们乃是顾念所不见的。
But we look for things that are unseen.
因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Because the things that are seen are temporal, but things that are unseen are eternal.
地上的王有一天都是要过去的。
The kings on this earth will pass away.
可是天上的王要直到永远。
But the king in heaven will last forever.
我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
他是我们的王。
He is our King.
那我们实在是常常把他的话放在我们的心中。
So may we truly treasure his words in our hearts.
那我们谨守遵行。
That we may follow and obey and observe it.
我们在世上的日子就得以长久。
And that he can continue long our life on the earth.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord. Our brother began by sharing that our Lord is our King.
我们知道我们的王就是在地上要来建立不能震动的国，就是天上的国。
And we know this King is coming to the earth to establish a kingdom that is the kingdom of heaven.
开始弟兄也带我们读到这地方说到，我们现在是正在得那不能震动的国。
And here he has read the scripture saying, we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken.
所以下面呢，我的负担就要来一起来看这个不能震动国里面的事物。
So my burden is to see what is in this kingdom.
来看不能朽坏的天上的财宝。
To see the treasure that cannot be corrupted.
以及我们怎么样子能够来积攒这个天上的财宝。
And also how we can lay up treasure in heaven.
我们先来读两处圣经。
So we'll begin by reading two scriptures.
我们翻到新约马太福音第六章。
First in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6.
新约马太福音第六章，我们就十九节到二十一节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21.
好，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上。天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Verse 19, do not store up for yourself treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in nor steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
接下来我们也要翻到新约圣经，在后面彼得前书第一章。
And again in the New Testament, First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章 我们就读第三节跟第四节。
We'll read verse 3 and 4.
啊，彼得前书第一章第三节第四节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾造自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能沾污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
好，就像我们开始弟兄也提到，在我们当中，我们绝大多数人都经历了几周前的那个哈维的飓风。
Our brother also mentioned that many of us have experienced this Hurricane Harvey a couple weeks ago.
虽然这个飓风我们知道已经过去了，但是它带给我们的影响，我想是会一直存在。
Even though the hurricane itself has passed, but the effect of hurricane will be with us for a considerable period of time.
我想对我们许多人来说，这个是一个影响到我们一生的一个事件。
We know this might be an event that will influence the rest of our life.
我们中间有些弟兄姐妹，他们是被严重的影响到。
Many brothers and sisters among us were greatly affected in their daily life.
他们的房子或者的车子都被水淹了。
Their houses, their cars were all flooded.
我们也知道很多恢复的工作才刚刚开始。
And we know the road to recovery has just begun.
我们也知道这个是一个非常漫长的过程。
And we know that might be a very long process.
我们知道，甚至在今天，如果我们去一些社区街道看的话。
So we know if you go to some of these communities and drive through the streets,
我们仍然看到在上面能够来堆满着从房子里被清理出来的许多的东西。
You see many things, many debris that were cleared out from the houses.
你在里面可以找到家具，可以找到电器，可以找到衣服。
You will see furniture, appliances, clothing.
你也可以发现有很多被那个从房子里那个里面清理出来的墙、地板跟地毯。
And you'll be able to see sheetrocks and carpets, or even wood floors that were cleared out from these houses.
当我们来经过这些地方的时候，神好像来借着这个事件，让我们来看见一件事情。
And when we drive through these neighborhoods, I feel that as if God is trying to tell us something.
什么是地上的财宝
？What are treasures on earth?
让我们能够来真实的能够来看到、体会到地上财宝的一个特性。
So that we can have a first-hand experience.To really see the characters of the treasure we laid up on earth.
因为地上的财宝实在是不能持久的，是暂时的，是会朽坏的。
Because truly these things are very temporal and they can be destroyed and they're perishable.
就像主的话说，是会被虫子咬，是能朽坏的。
Just as the word of God tells us, these can be moth and rust will destroy.
当我们来看到这些被扔在外面的东西，我们现在把它叫做垃圾。
And now these things were cast outside to the curbside, and we see them as debris,
garbage,
or even garbage.
但是呢，我们知道在被扔之前呢，这些东西呢都是在我们家里的财宝。
But before these were cast out from our home, they were all treasures in our house.
但是这些财宝只要被水淹过一下的话呢，马上就变成一堆垃圾。
But as soon as the flood came, the flood turned these treasures into garbage.
变成了一堆朽坏的东西。
Turned into many things that are perished.
我们没有人再会来宝贵这些东西。
And no one will come to treasure them again.
就像我们在扔这些东西的时候，我们不会有任何的犹豫，跟好像舍不得的感觉。
Even when we're throwing them away, we had very little hesitation because they have been destroyed already.
我们也知道这些财宝其实都是我们一点一点把它给积攒起来的。
But we know the process how we have laid up these treasures one by one, little by little.
很多不知不觉的时候呢，我们实在积攒了很多地上的财宝。
And even unknowingly, we looked at our house. We have laid up many things for ourselves.
如果你不清理的时候，你实在不知道我们到底积攒了多少东西。
Unless you do a very deep cleaning and reorganizing, you won't even realize how much things you have treasured up for yourself.
我们很多的弟兄姐妹啊，过去一阵去帮忙清理过一些受影响的家庭。
Some of the brothers and sisters were helping these families who were affected.
我们实在发现，实在是有很许多许多东西要被扔掉。
We truly see that there are many, many things that ended up being thrown away.
如果这些东西少一些的时候呢，我们扔的时候呢会快一点。
So So if we had less of these things, it would be faster to throw them away.
所以我们大家都会同意 一件事情。
So many of us agree on this one thing.
我们以后呢不会再买太多东西。
That we will try not to buy too many things in the future.
所以主说不要为自己积攒财宝 在地上。
So here the Lord says, do not store up treasure for yourself on the earth.
所以我们也知道这些地上的财宝呢，不仅仅是说我们地上所拥有的一些金钱或者一些财产。
And we know he's not only referring to the money or the possessions that we store up.
我们积攒在地上的财宝呢，也包括我们在地上的名声、追求、我们的享受。我们的丰富等等这一切。
But these treasure can also include our positions, our entertainment, our enjoyment on the earth.
所以我们知道这些都是短暂的，都是会过去的，都是不能存留到永远的。
And we know all of these things are temporal, and they will all pass away. They cannot be, they cannot last to eternity.
但是主这里不仅仅是说到我们不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
But here the Lord is not only saying that do not store up treasure.
他接着说呢，我们要积攒财宝在天上。
But he continues by saying, "Do store up for yourself treasures in heaven."
当我们来看到仍然在外面堆积如山的这些垃圾的时候
，When we see all these debris being piled up on the driveway,
我们实在是觉得我们不再会来宝贵地上的任何的财宝。
And we feel strongly in our heart that we had no need to treasure any of these possessions on earth.
但一个更重要的问题是。
But more importantly for us,
我们到底有没有积攒天上的财宝？
Have we stored up treasures in heaven?
我们有没有问过我们自己，我到底有没有天上的财宝？
Have we asked ourselves this question? Do we truly have treasures in heaven?
我有多少的财宝是积攒在天上？
And how much treasure have I stored up in heaven?
我现在到底是不是在积攒天上的财宝？
Or am I even in the process of storing up treasures in heaven?
为什么积攒天上的财宝这件事情在主眼里面是这么的重要呢？
Why is it so important in the eyes of the Lord for us to store up treasures in heaven?
因为这件事情是关乎到我们的心。
Because it has everything to do with our heart.
因为主说我们的财宝在哪里呢？我们的心也在哪里。
Because he says wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
这关系到我们的心到底是跟什么连在一起。
And he cares about our heart, whether what it is connected to.
如果我们是在积攒的财宝是在天上的话
If we're storing up treasure, the treasure is in heaven.
那么我们的心呢就是连在天上
Then our heart is connected to heaven.
我们自然就会来思想天上的事情
Then naturally we'll be thinking about things of heaven.
我们的生活我们的侍奉的重心呢就肯定是在天上
The center of our life, the center of our service will be focused on heaven.
我们的心里面呢对主的感觉呢就会很敏锐
And we will have a sensitivity to the Lord in our heart.
我们呢也经常会被主来提醒
And we can be reminded by him often.
我们不再是属这个地属这个世界
And we no longer belong to this world.
因为我是属天的
Because I belong to heaven.
所以因为我的心是在天上
Because my heart is in heaven.
所以主要我们呢把财宝呢积攒在天上是要叫我们的心呢是连在天上
Therefore the Lord wants us to store up treasures in heaven because that way our heart will be connected to heaven.
接下来我们就要来思想什么是天上的财宝。
So then we must ask ourselves what is or what are treasures in heaven?
我们来想一下我到底有多少天上的财宝。
And how much treasure do we have in heaven?
我们都很熟悉我们在地上的财宝。
We all know the treasures we have on earth very well.
我们也很熟悉怎么样子来计算地上的财宝。
We know how to count them.
我们也对如何积攒地上的财宝呢非常有心得。
We kind of have understanding of how to store them up too.
我们也知道有很多的办法来帮助我们来预估我以后我地上的财宝会积攒到什么程度。甚至我到一定程度呢我可以退休。
We even have ways to estimate or to forecast how much treasure I will be able to store up, even to a point that I can retire.
但我们好像从来没有想过，我到底有没有积攒财宝在天上。
But it is very hard for us to think about whether we have stored up treasures in heaven.
我们好像也没有好像预测一下，预计一下，当主来的时候呢，我到底有多少的天上的财宝。
We seem to have no way to forecast.By the time of the Lord's return, how much treasure I would have stored up in heaven.
我们好像也没有想过，到底主来的那个时候呢， 我天上的财宝到底够不够来预备迎接主的再来。
And we have never thought whether we will have enough treasures by the time the Lord returns that we will have it ready to welcome His coming.
为什么是这样子呢？
So why is that so?
因为天上的财宝呢，是我们眼睛呢所看不见的。
Because these treasures in heaven are unseen to our eyes.
我们很多时候呢，坏就坏在这个眼睛看不见。
And very often this is our problem that we cannot see with our eyes.
所以我们弟兄开始也说到哈。我们的耶和华呢，他们看不见，所以呢，他们就看见呢，他们眼睛看得见的东西。
So our brother also said in the matter of the king, they cannot see the Lord with their eyes, so they can only ask for a king that they can see.
有的时候呢，我们来想，如果呢，我假如也能够看得见，能够来算得出来天上的财宝呢，这个就很帮助我。
Sometimes I think to myself, if I can see the treasures in heaven and I can count them and calculate them.Then it will help me.
比如呢，今天我来聚会了
For example, if I come to the meeting today,
那么呢，我知道我可能在天上呢，我可能就积攒了一把凳子。
Maybe then I would lay up a chair for me in heaven.
如果呢，我把圣经呢整个都读了一遍
，If I have read the Bible all the way through once.
我可能呢，在天上呢，就得了一把桌子。
Then perhaps that will gain me maybe a table in heaven.
但是很可惜，我们知道天上的财宝呢，不是我们的眼睛所能看见的。
But sadly, these things do not translate directly, and we cannot see them with our eyes.
但另一方面，不是说我们的眼睛看不见，我们索性呢也就不看了，也就不想了。
But that doesn't mean that since we cannot see with our eyes, then we just forget about it and not look at it at all.
其实不是这样。
It is not so.
其实我们只能来够来承认，这天上的事物对我们天然的人来说是完全不熟悉，是完全陌生的。
We can only admit that these heavenly things are completely unfamiliar to us who are naturally on earth.
凭我们自己呢，往往也是会认错的。
By our own nature, we will even make mistakes trying to recognize them.
像我们都很熟悉，在创世纪第四章的时候记载了该隐跟亚伯的故事。
We all know the story of Cain and Abel recorded in Genesis chapter 4.
我们知道该隐其实他是非常努力的在地上呢来积攒东西的。
Because you see, Cain is a guy who is very hardworking. He is trying to store up many things on the earth.
但到那一天呢，他才发现他所积攒的东西呢是属地的，而不是属天的。
And then until that day, he realized everything he's trying to store up belongs to the earth.He's cultivating the ground.
所以他所积攒、所劳苦的东西呢，是不蒙神悦纳的。
So all the things he has labored after, were not pleasing to the Lord.
所以圣经会记载到说，难怪呢，他会呢大大发怒。
And therefore he was greatly angered.
因为跟他想的完全不一样。
Because it was completely different from what he had thought.
所以我们要来问，那么什么是天上的财宝
？Then we must ask ourselves, what are treasures in heaven?
所以呢，我们可以从一个角度呢，能够来帮助我们，能够来明白、来认识。
Maybe one angle, there is one facet of it that can help us.
因为天上的财宝跟地上的财宝呢，是完全相对的。
Because the treasures in heaven is completely opposite to the treasures on earth.
所以我们知道地上的财宝呢，它是会朽坏的，是暂时的。
Here it says the treasures on earth can be destroyed by moth and rust.
那么天上的财宝呢？它是不会朽坏的，是能够存到永远的。
But the treasures in heaven are imperishable; it will last forever.
所以我们开始所念的彼得前书里面说到这个天上的财宝。
As we read from First Peter, this treasure, this inheritance in heaven.
就像我们开始念的彼得前书第一章说到，神照着他自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督呢，从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们呢有活泼的盼望。可以得着不能朽坏不能沾污不能衰传为我们存留在天上的基业
And we just read it according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again with a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away
所以这里提到的天上的基业呢就是我们天上的财宝
So here it talks about the inheritance which is reserved in heavenThat is our treasure in heaven.
这个天上的财宝呢，就是基督，就是基督的生命。
And this treasure, this inheritance, is Christ. It is the life of Christ.
神所要我们所积累在天上的财宝呢，就是基督跟基督的生命。
And the Lord wants us to store up for ourselves the life of Christ in heaven.
我们也知道，也只有基督的生命呢是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰传，是能够存到永远。
And we know only the life of Christ is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away.
所以我们知道，一切属天的、属灵的事物，只有用我们属灵的眼睛呢，才能够看见，才能够明白。
So anything that is heavenly, anything that is spiritual, we can only see it with the spiritual eye.
就像神当初呼召亚伯拉罕，他离开本地、本族、父家的时候
，Just as God first called Abraham to leave his father's house, to leave his people.
他开始是以为呢，神要带他到地上另外一个家乡、另外一个地方去。
And at first, he must have thought that God wanted to lead him from his birthplace to another location on earth.
但慢慢慢慢呢，他就知道其实不是这样子。
But gradually he came to an understanding.
慢慢的呢，他就有了认识，有了明白。
Gradually he realized and he came to understand.
所以他最后呢，他能够呢从远处望见，他能够来羡慕一个更美的家乡。
And therefore he says at the end he can see from far away this better country.
这个更美的家乡呢是在天上。
And this better country is in heaven.
所以主耶稣呢，后来亲自来为亚伯拉罕做见证说
，And so at the end, the Lord testified for Abraham,
说亚伯拉罕呢，欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子
，And that Abraham joyfully looked towards me,
既看见了呢，就欢欢喜
，When he saw it, he rejoiced.
亚伯拉罕最后呢，虽然他在地上没有得到什么产业
，And even though Abraham did not have much possession on the earth,
但却呢，他看见了天上的产业
，But he saw the treasures in heaven.
就是基督
，and that is Christ.
因为他看见了呢，他就能够欢欢喜喜。
And、when he saw it, he was able to rejoice.
所以要看见天上的财宝
，and so we need to see the treasure we have.
我们只能用属灵的眼睛。
We have to use our spiritual eyesight.
所以我们开始念的主耶稣呢，在马太福音讲到这个天上财宝这件事之后呢
，so when the Lord spoke of the treasures in heaven in the book of Matthew,
他马上就说到眼睛
，and so immediately he talked about your eyes.
只有当我们有属灵的眼睛呢，才能看见天上的财宝、天上的产业。
Only when our eyes gain the spiritual eyesight, then we can see the treasure.
我们呢才能够起来，能够来羡慕，能够来追求。
Then we would desire after it. We will pursue after it.
才能呢叫我们起来呢，能够来积攒财宝在天上。
Then we can rise up to store up for ourselves treasures in heaven.
那么下一个问题。
Then the next question.
那么我们要怎么样子才能积攒财宝在天上
？What must we do to store up treasures in heaven？
下面呢，我们要很快的用新约当中的一个故事，能够来帮助我们，我们怎么样子可以来积攒财宝在天上
？We want to quickly use a story in the New Testament, to help us understand what we need to do.
好，这故事我们很熟悉，在路加福音十八章。
Again, we know the story very well in Luke chapter 18.
好，路加福音十八章十八节到二十七节。
Chapter 18, verse 18 to 27.
有一个官问耶稣说：“良善的夫子，我该做什么事才可以承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“你为什么称我是良善的呢？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。诫命你是晓得的：不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，当孝敬父母。”那人说：“这一切我从小都遵守了。”耶稣听见了，就说：“你还缺少一件，要变卖你一切所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。”他听见这话，就甚忧愁，因为他很富足。耶稣看见他，就说：“有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难！骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易。”听见的人说：“这样谁能得救呢？”耶稣说：“在人所不能的事，在神却能。”
18:18。A ruler questioned him, saying, Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother. And he said, All these things I have kept from my youth. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, One thing you still lack. Sell all that you possess and distribute it to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven.And come, follow me. But when he heard these things, he became very sad because he was extremely rich. And Jesus looked at him and said, How hard it is for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And they who heard it said, Then who can be saved? But he said, the things that are impossible with God, people are possible with God.
啊，这个很熟悉的故事呢，我们很多的时候呢，是用这个故事来传福音的。
And this is such a familiar story because we use it to share the gospel.
我们来告诉福音朋友呢，怎么样子得到这个永生。
And we tell the people, the gospel friends, how to gain eternal life.
但我们知道神做工的原则呢，是相同的。
But we know the Lord has the same principle in His works.
他怎么样子叫我们呢，能够得到生命呢？同样这个方法呢，也是让我们可以得到更丰盛的生命。
It is the same way for Him to cause us to gain eternal life. Also, he used the same method so that we can have life more abundantly.
这个方法呢，也是让我们可以来积攒财宝在天上。
And here it says we can lay up treasures in heaven.
这个故事讲到里面有一个官，其实呢，我们也知道他还是一个富有的一个少年财主。
And here it says a ruler came to ask him, and in another story it says he's a rich young ruler.
他来问耶稣一个问题，就是怎么样子可以得到永生。
And he came to ask Jesus, how can I gain eternal life?
圣经其他地方也说到，他是跑过来并跪在耶稣的面前来求问主耶稣。
And in another recording it says he ran to Jesus and knelt before him.
从世人来看，这个人呢，在地上呢，已经积攒了很多的财宝。
So in the eyes of the world, he has already gained much treasure, much possession on the earth.
同时他不仅是很极其富足，同时呢他也是一个官。
Not only he was very rich, but he's also a ruler.
他在地上呢很有地位。
And he had the position on earth.
而且呢他还非常年轻。
And also he was young.
其实我们知道他在地上呢是非常有前途的了。
And so he had a great potential on the earth.
同时呢我们也知道他其实也是一个不错的了。
And also we see he's a pretty good person.
因为呢，他能够呢，从小呢就遵守神的律法。
And he had kept all the laws of God from youth.
所以他在遵守神的命令上呢，他也是一个财主。
So in terms of obeying God and following commandment, he is also very rich.
但很稀奇呢，他反而跑过来极其谦卑呢，跪在一个木匠的面前。
But amazingly, he ran and humbled himself and knelt before a carpenter.
他来求问永生，来求问天上的事情。
He asked, "What can I do to inherit eternal life?"
因为他清楚地知道，他所积攒的地上的财宝跟天上的财宝呢是没有任何关系。
Because it became somehow it was very clear to him that all the things he has stored up on earth had nothing to do with heaven.
所以他也来承认，其实他没有天上的财宝。
And he admit in the way of his asking that he does not have eternal life and he does not have treasures in heaven.
他要来得。到这个天上的财宝。
And he want to gain or inherit eternal life.
所以我们看到第一件事情，我们怎么样子要得天上的财宝呢？我们要有一个渴慕天上财宝的心。
So before we can even lay hold of a treasure in heaven, we need to first have this desire.
如果我们连这个渴慕的心都没有的话，
If we don't even desire after the treasure in heaven,
如果我们都没有一点宝贵天上财宝的心的时候呢，我们实在不会来积攒。我们的财宝呢，在天上。
If we don't even care for the treasures in heaven, then of course we will not be able to store up anything.
我们就知道在旧约中以扫。
And we know in Esau in the Old Testament,
他连神所赐的长子的名分，他都不宝贵。
He doesn't even care about the birthright that God has given him.
所以呢，实在谈不上以扫呢，他会去得神赐给他的应许的产业。
So of course he would not, he had no part of the promised land that God has promised.
同时呢，我们也要更多的能够来认识到一件事：我们地上所有的一切，所经历的一切呢，没有办法来让我们积攒财宝在天上。
And we also see from this all the things we have stored up for ourselves on earth, has nothing to do with heaven.
就像这个少年官，他在地上，他所拥有的、所得到的一切呢，没有办法能够让他得到永生。
Just as this rich young ruler, he has everything on the earth, but none of this gave him eternal life.
这些东西可能呢，会来帮助他来思想，但是呢，没有办法能够来让他得到永生。
Perhaps these things can help him form his thoughts or shape his attitude, but none of this gave him eternal life.
他是一个财主。
He was a rich man.
他在积攒财宝的时候呢，他应该会体会到什么叫做无定的钱财。
As he is storing up treasures for himself, he must have experienced this treasure that's infinite. There is no limit to it.
但可能呢，这个呢会来帮助他来思想永恒的事物。
But perhaps seeing this treasure that's limitless will cause him to think about eternity.
同样我们在地上有许多的经历，我们有许多的遭遇，甚至有很多的患难困境。
In the same way for us, we have many experiences, many encounters, even tribulations and difficulties on earth.
也只能来帮助我们来思想，但是呢，没有办法来让我们积攒财宝在天上。
These will all help us to think. They themselves will not store up treasure for us.
神有时呢，会兴起一些环境，一些遭遇呢，是来搅动我们。
Sometimes the Lord uses environments and circumstances to stir us.
让我们来思想，让我们来警醒，让我们来寻求。
So it wakes us up and it causes us to think and meditate.
但这些环境跟遭遇呢，不能让我们能够积攒财宝在天上，哪怕是一分。
But just by having these experiences doesn't necessarily store up any treasure for us in heaven.
这次飓风对我们每一个人呢，都是有直接的、真实的影响。
I think this hurricane truly had immediate.Effect to each one of us.
在这次最危险的几天的当中呢，神确实叫我们当中许多的人呢，心里呢能够被震动一下。
And we know during the most difficult or the most dangerous few days, many of our hearts were stirred and we were awakened.
激励我们很多人起来呢，能够来向神祷告。
And it stirred up many of us to come and pray to the Lord earnestly.
当时我们好像真实的什么体会到主来的日子近了。
And we almost, we in a way experienced, that the return of the Lord truly is near.
好像那个水位的高度跟主来的日子呢是连在一起。
It's almost as if the water level, the flood level, had some direct connection to the return of the Lord.
当那几天水位越来越高的时候呢，我们知道我们当中祷告的人呢也越来越多。
As the water rose higher and higher.More and more people began to pray.
我们祷告的时间呢也越来越长。
And we prayed longer and longer.
我们的生活呢也变得越来越警醒。
And our life became more and more watchful.
可能夫妻吵架呢也越来越少。
Perhaps there will be less and less arguments between husband and wife.
但感谢主，后来呢水位呢虽然是高过历史的最高，但是呢没有达到预测的高度。
But we thank the Lord by His mercy, even though the water level was a record high, but it was not.As high as what many people predicted it might be.
之后呢，水位呢就开始下降，好像没多少天呢，我们那边的河呢基本上就见底了。
And then after a few days, it began to decrease, and even a few days later, the bottom of our river of the creek next to us were seen.
好像一切呢都恢复了正常。
As if everything had gone back to normal.
今天离飓风登陆已经整整过了四周。
And this has already been the fourth week since Hurricane made landfall.
我们要来问我们自己一下，我们警醒预备的心有没有比四周前更紧迫
？And we need to ask ourselves, is our heart even more watchful today than it was 4 weeks ago?
因为主来的日子比飓风的时候呢更近了一个月。
Because if you think about it, the Lord's return is now 4 weeks sooner than it was 4 weeks ago.
还是我们已经呢，大家都松了一口气，好像主来的日子呢，跟飓风一样，离我们远去了。
Or have we also let down our guards, thinking that the Lord's coming is just like the hurricane has gone past?
请原谅我用教会祷告会作为一个例子。
And do forgive me if I use the prayer meeting as an example.
过去这个周三的教会的祷告会是飓风后人数最少的一次。
And this past Wednesday, we had the fewest people since the hurricane.
也是这一两年人数最少的一次。
It was also one of the time that had the fewest people in the past few years.
可能许多弟兄姐妹可能在时间上有很多的冲突。
Yes, we know there are many conflicts in schedule for brothers and sisters.
但我们有没有在警醒祷告的这件事情上退后了呢
？But have we gone back in the matter of being watchful and in prayers？
所以我们所经过的困境，我们所经历的这一切的遭遇，只能是来提醒我们。
So all these things we experience, all these things we encounter, can only be a reminder for us.
我们所经历的这一些遭遇，包括飓风，包括地震，不能使我们天上的财宝来加增。
All these encounters, whether it's hurricane or earthquakes.They by themselves cannot store up treasure for us.
那么如何才能积攒财宝在天上呢
？Then how can we store up treasure in heaven?
答案就是主对那个少年人所说的。
Here the Lord answers the rich young ruler.
他 他说你还缺少一件，要变卖你一切所有的分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。
One thing you still lack, sell all that you possess and distribute it to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come follow me.
主给我们看到只有一个办法，叫我们可以积攒财宝在天上。
The Lord here shows us there is only one way for us to lay up treasures in heaven,
就是变卖你一切所有的分给穷人，而且呢还要来跟从他。
That is to sell all our treasures on earth, distribute it to the poor, and follow him.
如果我们不仔细读圣经的时候呢，我们会以为哦，主原来要这个少年人呢，他来做施舍慈善的工作。
And if we don't read it carefully, we might have thought that the Lord Jesus wanted him to be a philanthropist.
好像这里讲的呢是一个钱财奉献的事情。
As if he's talking about a matter of offering.
但主的话不是说你变卖了多少给穷人就有多少财宝在天上。
But the Lord is not telling him this is how you translate treasures on earth to treasures in heaven.
如果是这样的话呢，主就不会说骆驼穿过针的眼呢，比财主正进神的国呢还容易。
If it were so, then the Lord would not have said that it is easier for camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
因为我们确实看到在地上确实有很多非常富有的人，他们都能够愿意慷慨地捐献他们的钱财来救济穷人。
Because we see there are many rich people on the earth, and they are very generous in giving to the poor.
那么这些富有的人一定在天上有财宝吗？
If that were so, then would these rich people all have treasures in heaven already?
主的话是说，你要变卖你一切所有的，是要我们放下一切我们所有的。
The Lord says, sell all that you possess, meaning we need to lay them all down.
其实主在这里让我们来看见一件事情。
So the Lord used this so that we can see.
因为要让我们放下我们所拥有的一切是不可能的。
It is impossible for us to lay down all of our possessions.
不要说那些财主，就是我们这些在各方面都不是财主的人，要我们来放下我们所有的也是不可能的。
Not only about the rich men, even to us who are not very rich in many things, it is impossible for us to lay down all our possessions.
因为我们每个人都会自己有保留。
Because we will all reserve something for ourselves.
我们天然的人实在不可能来变卖，来撇下我们一切所有的。
To natural men like us, it is impossible for us to sell all our possessions.
简单的说，就像主说的，这件事情呢，在人是不可能的。
Just as the Lord says, the things that are impossible with people.
可能我们在各种场合，有的时候我们都会说过这样的话。
Perhaps in different occasions, we have said things like this.
他说。除非我死了，否则这件事情呢，在我这里连门都没有。
We will say something like this, you will do this over my dead body, or unless I die, this will never be possible.
我不知道当中有没有玩游戏，你假如说玩游戏，叫我不玩游戏，这还不如让我死了。
I don't know if some of you might play a lot of games, then you say, if you don't let me play games, I would rather die.
如果叫我不上网，不用微信，还不如让我死了。
If you take my WeChat away, if you take my internet away, I'd rather die.
因为我们知道有的招待弟兄他也跟我们分享说，甚至在我们聚会在拨饼的时候都有人在上网，都有人在用微信。
Because our ushers always tell us, even during table meeting, there are few people that will still be using internet and using WeChat.
这其实正是神要在我们身上所做的，就是我死了。
So this is what the Lord is wanting to do in us.
所以主说，在人不能，在神呢却能。
That you would rather die, because the Lord says it is impossible with men.
我们确实要我们死了，这些事情呢才可能来成就。
Only when we die, then these things will be possible.
但是呢，我们自己呢是无法把我们自己呢来致死。
But for us, it is impossible to put ourselves to death.
所以呢，只有神呢把我们能够来带到基督里，与他同死。
Only God can bring us into Christ, and that we can die with Him.
同时呢，神要叫我们在基督里呢能够与他一同复活。
And the same time, He calls us to be alive in Christ.
神能做的事情就是在我们身上要让我们死，再要叫我们能够来从死里复活。
This is all that God does, is so that we can die to ourselves, and through Christ we can be alive again.
所以神说，这是人所不能的事，但是呢，在神却能。
And that's why He says, this thing is impossible with men, but it is possible with God.
能够积攒在天上的财宝呢，一定是经过死而复活的。
any treasure that can be laid up in heaven must go through this resurrection.
只有带着死而复活的印记才能成为天上的财宝。
Only having the seal of death and his resurrection will be a treasure laid up in heaven.
亚伯拉罕在地上他其实不止一个后代。
We know Abraham had more than one descendant on the earth.
但神眼中只有以撒才是神所应许的，是从神而得的后裔。
But only Isaac was the son of promise, was the descendant through God.
因为只有以撒的身上他是带着死而复活的印记。
Because only through Isaac he had the mark of death and resurrection.
所以也只有有死而复活的印记才是属天的东西。
And only the things that are branded with his death and his resurrection will be treasures in heaven.
就算在罗马书当中也说到我们的主耶稣基督也是这样。
And the book of Romans mentioned our Lord Jesus the same way.
在第一章的地方说到他也是因着从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
And through his resurrection, he had revealed himself as the Son of God.
所以我们的主呢，也是经过从死里复，从经过十字架的路，从死里复活。
And so our Lord Jesus, he had gone through the way of the cross, and he has died, and he resurrected.
我们的主是这样，我们每一个跟从主的人也应该是这样。
Because our Lord has done such things, and therefore anyone who follows the Lord should follow the same way.
所以神不仅借着死而复活来重生了我们。
Not only through resurrection, he has given us a new life.
他把我们放在了属天的地位上。
And he has placed us in the heavenly places.
同样，神也借着死而复活的工作，使我们能够积攒财宝在天上。
And through his work of resurrection, we can also lay up treasures for ourselves in heaven.
死而复活是唯一的唯一一条道路。
His death and his resurrection, this is the only way.
我们知道这就是一条十字架天天舍己的道路。
And this is that way to daily deny ourselves and take up our cross.
因为只有用十字架在那一天才能换冠冕。
And only through the cross we can exchange it for a crown.
好，我们低头祷告。
So let us bow our head in prayers.